With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. On the eve of the expiration of the Iran war ceasefire, it looks like the U.S. and Iran will engage in another round of talks in Pakistan. And at this point, some big issues stand between the two sides.
Mr. Trump wants the Strait of Hormuz reopened, and the U.S. also wants Iran to hand over its stockpile of enriched uranium, which is something that Iran has declared a non-starter. The Iranians are seeking a pledge from the United States and Israel that the conflict won't resume, wants reparations for damages caused by the war, and relief from long-running sanctions. And, of course, on Sunday, President Trump again warned that the United States would destroy every bridge and power plant in Iran if it rejected the United States' terms.
The BBC's David Willis. President Trump's labor secretary is out, Lori Chavez de Remer, facing multiple misconduct allegations that are under investigation. Election day in Virginia, and all eyes are on the Commonwealth. A Democrat gerrymandering scheme with national implications is up for a vote.
The question asks if state lawmakers may draw new congressional districts this year to, quote, restore fairness. But it does not explain that the yes vote would change Virginia's districts from 6 Democrats and 5 Republicans to 10 Democrats and only 1 Republican for the next 3 federal elections. Flipping that many seats would also help Democrats take the U.S. House in November. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
A close call in Nashville. Two Southwest Airlines planes had to take evasive action to avoid a mid-air collision over the weekend. An air traffic controller directed one pilot to turn into the path of the other. The planes did land safely and there were no injuries. Wall Street, the Dow is up 211 points. This is SRN News. Parents are worried about social media.
The Pew Research Center has released a new report that indicates a lot of moms and dads wish their teenagers didn't spend so much time on TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, and other platforms. The poll finds many parents think it harms their kids' mental health. Other studies have shown that social media is a largely unregulated space where adolescents can be exposed to pornography, sex trafficking, and other dangers without parental supervision. Michael Harrington reporting.
48% of Americans 18 to 29 cannot name a single Nazi concentration camp, finding of a new survey by the nonprofit Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany. The poll also reveals 53% of the general U.S. population has encountered Holocaust denial or distortion while on social media. The conference and other Jewish groups are afraid that the memory of the Nazi genocide will fade as survivors of the tragic event pass away. This is SRN News. Apple CEO Tim Cook is stepping down from the job that he has held for 15 years. The 65-year-old Cook will hand CEO duties to Apple's head of hardware products, John Ternus, on September 1st. A former University of Alabama football player is accused of wearing makeup and wigs to impersonate NFL players in a fraud scheme.
Authorities say all in all, the plan bilked investors out of some $20 million. Federal prosecutors in Atlanta have charged Luther Davis with conspiracy to commit wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. Now, Davis is expected to plead guilty later this month. In a criminal complaint, prosecutors say that Davis impersonated 3 different NFL players. The complaint only identifies those players by their initials. Jason Walker reporting.
SRNNews.com.